Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another thought-provoking and wonderful episode on this silsila, The Early Echo. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for the sake of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that He azza wa jal grants relief to the ummah, shifa, cure to those who are sick and suffering, and protection against the oppressors. We have another lovely discussion today, and life is full of challenges. Some experience great difficulties in their life. Some feel that they are surrounded by calamities, by problems, by sicknesses, spiritual ailments, financial distress. If you feel that, you know, I feel like I'm in a corner. I feel like I'm suffocating. I can't breathe. With the amount of stress and worry, anxiety that I have in my life due to my enormous difficulties and problems. So how do we deal with these problems, with difficulties? We'll share some ideas, some Madani pearls of advices. So if it's that loan that's on your head, how do I pay it? The municipal bills, do I have enough money for my groceries, for my children's school fees? Whatever type of worry that we are facing in life, we need to keep things in and put things into perspective. And that is this life, which is a very short life actually. If we are going to compare to the people of the previous nations who lived 1,000 years plus, many of them, our lives of 60, 70 years old is very little. But in this short span of time and life that we do have, we need to understand that this life in this world on planet Earth is the test. The test to see who will pass, to see who will get the highest marks, who will leave with iman or without, who will leave with how many good deeds as possible. So this world is the test. And this is the type of mindset we need to create. The difficulties are going to come. Challenges will be there. Because this is not Jannah. This is not paradise, where there are no forms of worry at all. No pressure, no tension, no anxiety, no stress, no depression, no negativity at all. That is Jannah. That is paradise. And as it is mentioned, that this world is a prison for the believer and a paradise for the disbeliever. Why? Because on that day, the day of judgment, there it will be the paradise for the believer and the prison for the disbeliever. That will be an eternal prison. So our prison here is temporary. And a prisoner cannot do as he pleases, cannot go wherever he wishes to, because his freedom is now blocked. He can only do certain things at certain times, and he does not have the liberty of doing other things. So consider yourself as a prisoner in this world, that we are governed by the Sharia. We have our do's and our don'ts. We have our clear purpose, which is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are going to be tests. There are going to be trials in this world. So that's the mindset we need to create. Before we move further, let's remember the lovely hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make some good intentions. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. Insha'Allahul Kareem. Let's do ourselves a favor and dedicate some time daily. In fact, make it part of your daily routine to recite the glorious Quran. At these three verses, as Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, encourages us, start with a minimum of three verses with the English translation from Kanzul Iman and the English commentary from Miftahul Ihsan. Part of our daily routine must consist of large amounts of salawat, durud-e-pak, istighfar, making sincere tawbah, especially before I go to sleep, abstaining from sins, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being punctual with my salahs, performing them correctly, fulfilling rights of others, learning and practicing the sunnah, learning a dua or something of deen for the day, and above all, obeying Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who is His final and last prophet. There are so many wonderful excellences for reciting Salat ala Nabi, Durud-e-Pak, the one who recites Durud Sharif 50 times daily. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that I will shake hands with that person on the Day of Judgment. Tell me who doesn't want that grand privilege and opportunity? We all. So let's stop wasting our short, precious life in unnecessary conversations, useless speech and useless gatherings and activities, and be smart, be wise and intelligent, plan and prepare for comfort in the grave and salvation on the Day of Judgment. Let's now listen to a lovely kalam and we'll continue with this discussion on dealing with difficulties. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ye ek jaan kya hai agar ho karodo, ye ek jaan kya hai agar ho karodo, tere nab par, tere nab par sabko wara karu main. نبی پہ جائے صدقے
کہتے ہیں برملا ہم مایوس کیوں پھرے ہم کہتے ہیں برملا ہم مایوس کیوں پھرے ہم سرکار کے گدا ہے کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم سرکار کے گدا ہے کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم کوئی آقا قسمت ہے یہ ہماری ہر دم غیلب پر جاری قسمت ہے یہ ہماری ہر دم غیلب پر جاری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
fidaka ya Rasulullah, fidaka ya Habiballah, fidaka ya Rasulullah, fidaka ya Habiballah. Hai arzu hamari, hai justuju hamari, hai arzu hamari, hai justuju hamari. Nabi pe jaye sadqe, Nabi pe jaye wari, Nabi pe jaye sadqe, Nabi pe jaye wari.
Ranjo alam hamare, sab dur ho gaye hai. Ranjo alam hamare, sab dur ho gaye hai. Hum zikre Mustafa se masroor ho gaye hai. Hum zikre Mustafa se masroor ho gaye hai. Masroor ho gaye. Saza hai ye hamari, chhode hum duniyadari. Saza hai ye hamari, chhode hum duniyadari.
Nabi pe jaye sadqe, Nabi pe jaye wari. Nabi pe jaye sadqe, Nabi pe jaye wari.
Aap par qurban meri jaan ya Rasoolullah.
Fidaka ya Rasulullah, fidaka ya Habiballah, fidaka ya Rasulullah, fidaka ya Habiballah. Saaye mein tumhare hai, kismat ye hamari hai. Qurban dilo jaare, kya shaan tumhari hai.
खुश नसीब जिनको हासिल है उनकी निस्बत, वो खुश नसीब जिनको हासिल है उनकी निस्बत. पाते हैं चैनो राहत, करते हैं उनकी मिदहत. पाते हैं चैनो राहत, करते हैं उनकी मिदहत. कहते हैं उनकी कहती है दुनिया सारी, हसरत है ये हमारी. कहती है दुनिया सारी, हसरत है ये हमारी.
नबी पे जाए सदके, नबी पे जाए वारी. नबी पे जाए सदके, नबी पे जाए वारी.
आप पर कुर्बान मेरी जान या रसूलल्ला.
Fidaka ya Rasulullah, fidaka ya Habiballah, fidaka ya Rasulullah, fidaka ya Habiballah. Hai arzu hamari, hai justuju hamari, hai arzu hamari, hai justuju hamari. Nabi pe jaye sadqe, Nabi pe jaye wari. Nabi pe jaye sadqe, Nabi pe jaye wari.
Zikre Nabi se apne seene ko jagmagaye. Zikre Nabi se apne seene ko jagmagaye. Darbare Mustafa mein sar apna hum jhukaye. Darbare Mustafa mein sar apna hum jhukaye. हो अश्क नदामत के आंखों से अपनी जारी. हो अश्क नदामत के आंखों से अपनी जारी.
नबी पे जाए सदके, नबी पे जाए वारी. नबी पे जाए सदके, नबी पे जाए वारी.
आप पर कुर्बान मेरी जान या रसूलल्ला.
Fidaka ya Rasulullah, fidaka ya Habiballah, fidaka ya Rasulullah, fidaka ya Habiballah. Saaye mein tumhare hai, kismat ye hamari hai. Qurban dilo jaare, kya shaan tumhari hai.
पंज तन की उल्फत अस्हाब से महाबत. ये पंज तन की उल्फत अस्हाब से महाबत. गौसुल वारा की चाहत मुर्शिद से ये अकीदत. गौसुल वारा की चाहत मुर्शिद से ये अकीदत. मुर्शिदत मोहसिन ये जानी सारी कायम रहे हमारी. मोहसिन ये जानी सारी कायम रहे हमारी.
नबी पे जाए सदके, नबी पे जाए वारी. جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے بھائی نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے بھائی
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. I'm sure you enjoyed that beautiful kalam. Continue listening and reciting. Get your offspring used to also listening to these types of kalams and to recite along. May Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif, time and again. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So yes, difficulties are part and parcel of life. We just need to train ourselves in dealing with them. Do you know what's a great helper? Sabr, patience. We need to develop our patience. How many people we come across? But I'm having patience, I'm keeping sabr for so long, I'm making dua for so long, and I don't see any positive, any productivity, any manifestations of my duas. Continue with your duas, continue with your salas, continue with your duas, continue with maintaining sabr, true sabr. Because I want you to think about something. The greatest difficulty you are facing in your life at this current moment. Think about it. Now think, how many other great problems and challenges and calamities you faced in the past, which are not there anymore. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted you the patience, the capability, the ability to bear those difficulties, and over a period of time, eventually they were removed. Like that, this problem as well will be removed from your life. If you are still loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you are still performing your salahs properly, you are still maintaining relations with your family members, you are still doing those things that lead to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So continue. Because the greatest, the mountains of problems that we have will end one day. Just like our lives, the problems also will disappear. Very soon, sooner than we realize, our lives will be gone, will be finished. All of a sudden, the angel of death, alayhi salam, is going to appear. Then all those mountains of problems, they will also disappear. But the real difficulties will begin. The real problems will start. If I did not prepare for the grave and the afterlife. Something for us to think about. There's also another great way in order to help us become stronger in dealing with difficulties. Read over the siyar, the biographies of the prophets of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba ikram, Ahlul Bayt Athar, Awliya Allah. Read over their experiences, the difficulties that they faced. And then you'll realize that my difficulties are nothing actually. Take for example, the great prophet, Sayyiduna Nabi Ayyub, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. He's from the lineage of Sayyiduna Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. His mother is from the family of Sayyiduna Nabi Lut alayhi salam. Subhanallah. And Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with every type of blessing. He was surrounded by blessings and bounties of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam was blessed with beauty, handsomeness, an abundance of offspring, and an abundance of wealth. And then Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu tested him, put him into some trials, difficulties. What happened? He lost it all. His offspring, they all had passed away by being buried under a collapsed building. The building, the house collapsed, and all of his offspring passed away. How do you think he must have felt? Those were his children, his offspring. He didn't complain. He didn't give up hope. He is a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He maintained patience. Not just that, every single one of his cattle, thousands of camels, goats, all perished. They all died. All his crops, his gardens were devastated, utterly devastated, to the extent that absolutely nothing was left. He loses all of his children. He loses all of his wealth, his cattle, his beautiful gardens, his crops. When he, alayhi salam, would be given the news of all these things being destroyed, do you know what he did? And now we should compare his reaction to our reactions. When we lose something, when something goes against us, we lose it all. Ayyub alayhi salam, when he would hear, when he was given the news that all these things are destroyed, he would glorify and praise Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would say, "What is mine? The one whom it belonged to has taken it away. I had it until he Azza wa Jal had given it to me. So long as he gave it to me, I had it. I was looking after it. Now he has taken back what belongs to him. He has taken it away when he willed. One cannot thank him duly. And I am content upon his will." So why don't you and I react the same way? That if I lost a loved one, a child, my business, my job, my health, what is my reaction? Too many of us, we slip into a phase of negativity or depression and worry. I'm gone sick now. I'm gone bedridden. I've lost my ability to do the things I was able to do. Some people say, "Why me? Why me?" But another question we should ask ourselves is, why not me? For I am the greatest of sinners. So why not me? I sin day and night. I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I miss my salahs. I violate rights of the people. I hurt people. I verbally abuse people. I emotionally, psychologically torment people. So why not me? Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, after he loses all of his offspring, after he loses every single wealth of his crops and gardens and cattle, thousands, he alayhi salam falls ill. Blisters appear on his entire blessed body. It's now covered with wounds. What pain was he in? And you know what happens? In this condition, besides one person, every single person abandons him. His friends, other family members, his acquaintances, his partners, whoever it is, was close to him because he had it all. He had an abundance of wealth. He was extremely handsome. So many children. You know? And then when he loses all of that, they all abandon him. They all leave him. Besides one person. One person who sticks with him no matter what. And is there to attend to him. Is there to console him. Support him. That moral support. Who was that one person? His honorable wife. Rahmat binte Ifraim. She never left him. Not for a moment. She continued to serve him. To look after him. Now I should think like, you know, if something like this happens to me and I lost everything, rock bottom, I lost my health, I lost my business, my salary, my job, my everything I lost, will my spouse stick with me? Something to think about. For better days or not. Now let's turn it the other way. If my spouse lost everything, was bedridden, and lost whatever wealth, whatever possessions, would I stick with my spouse? Or would I also run away? I don't need this in my life. I don't need this tension in my life, this worry in my life. I have to live my life. This happens. There was a brother. There was a time when you could see he had everything. Everything was going well for him. His business was booming. He was, you know, physically strong. Good-looking guy. And he weds somebody, a girl. And he spends years happily together, going abroad, vacations. This is a true story. And then he is struck with a stroke of his body. And his spouse said, I'm young, I have ambitions, goals in life. I can't be stuck here looking after you. She abandons him. So true love, you want to know when true love starts after marriage. That you are sticking together despite the massive tornadoes and storms that hit you on. You'll cling to each other and you'll support each other. That is true love. All this other fake romance, superficial, is fake love. It's not love actually. So his honorable wife, Lady Rahmat binte Ifraim, she sticks with him. Every single other person runs away. So friends, who are friends? When you're popular, when you're wealthy, and you got contacts and connections, people want to know you. What if I lost everything today? Will they still want to know me? Do they respect me because of my fame, my name? Do they respect me and wish to be with me in my company because of my money and my wealth? If so, they don't respect you. They actually are respecting your wealth. Or your fame. And if you lose that, you lose them. So his loyal, honorable, blessed wife stayed there. She never left him. She continued to serve him. And Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, he remains in this state for many years. For years upon years, he's in this condition. And his honorable wife is there alone to look after him. One day, he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He supplicates in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal that, oh my Lord, my merciful Lord, indeed, I have received calamity and you are the most merciful out of all those who are merciful. He's making dua, a beautiful dua for Allah's mercy. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when you feel I'm at the end now. I'm finished. Praise Allah's help. These things we're not allowed to say. We're not allowed to question Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He knows better. In His infinite wisdom, He's going to do what is best for you and I. Though we can't comprehend it, we can't understand it. Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu accepted the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. And how was the illness removed? Allah Akbar. Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu said to Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, go to a certain place or strike your foot on the ground. When he did this, a spring of water gushed out. Some spring water. It came out. Ayyub alayhi salam was then commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use that water and perform ghusl. To take the water and perform ghusl. When he alayhi salam performed ghusl, subhanallah, all the sicknesses, scars, wounds, diseases of his apparent body, outer body, completely disappeared. Subhanallah. Then he, alayhi salam, walked for 40 steps. He, alayhi salam, was then commanded again to strike the ground with his foot. And when he did so, another spring of water emerged. The water was very cold. By the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he alayhi salam was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he drank from that water. What did that do? It removed every sign, every portion of the illnesses that were in his body internally. Every sign of it disappeared. And he, alayhi salam, was blessed with excellent health once again. Allah, subhanallah. This grant, this bestowal from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him was to shower his mercy upon him and to advise worshippers so that through this parable, they become aware of the great reward for observing patience over trials and calamities. And so they can earn immense rewards by observing patience. This incident of the great Prophet Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam is also mentioned in the glorious Quran. And remember Ayyub, when he called his Lord that distress has afflicted me. We therefore heard his prayer. So we removed the adversity that had afflicted him. And we gave him his family. And in addition, bestowed along with them more of a similar number by mercy from ourselves and advice for the people who worship. Nabi Ayyub ala Nabiina wa alayhi sallam. Some people have a misconception regarding him. That na'udhu billahi min dhalik ma'adhallah, that he had white spots on his skin. And unauthentic books have recorded fabricated stories that he had leprosy. Ma'adhallah. This is fabrications. This is fake. He never had leprosy. He never had such diseases or sicknesses that would turn people away from him. Because there is a consensus, a unanimous rule in Islam, in the Sharia, that the Anbiya alayhi salam, they are protected from all those types of diseases that are detested by the public. Because the primary duty of a Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to preach to the people. So it's obvious, if people were to detest the person, how would they listen to him? How can the obligatory task of preaching be executed? So Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam never at all suffered from leprosy, but it was blisters only, boils, these things, due to which he endured great pains, but he observed greater patience and gratitude, gratefulness to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's watch a short clip and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
We live in this dunya and we are always faced with trials and tribulations, temptations all around us. But the one who suppresses his nafs ammara, his lower self, his base desires, his carnal desires, and submits to Allah, obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the triumphant one. He is the successful one. And the one who follows his desires, the one who obeys his carnal desires, he will fall into hardship and loss. Listen to a hadith in this regard. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Jannah is attained by going against the nafs. Whatever the nafs incites you towards, going against that. And the things that the nafs doesn't like good deeds. So go against the nafs, you will attain Jannah. And he, alayhi salam, continued and said that people will enter the hellfire because of acting upon their unlawful desires. Therefore, we must control these nafs. We must submit ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly in order to attain Jannah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It's always something to learn in this fragrant, beautiful, madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. So don't allow shaitan to delay you in joining, in being part of the success of Dawat-e-Islami. Dawat-e-Islami is there for you, for us, to empower us with authentic Islamic knowledge and to give us motivation to practice upon the commands of Al-Quran and to live our lives according to the Sunnah. So get involved. You won't regret it. You will benefit in so many different ways. Attend the weekly Sunnah-inspired Ijtima of Dawat-e-Islami. Travel with the Qafilas of Dawat-e-Islami. Read the weekly booklet or listen to the audio book. Read the monthly Faizan-e-Madina magazine. Fill out your nek a'mal, pious deeds every day. And enroll in one of our classes, one of our courses, on-site, online, by visiting quranteacher.net. So these facilities are there. Take advantage of it. Spend some time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a narration that says, whose wealth would you give more importance to? Your wealth or the wealth of your heirs, those that will inherit from you? We'll give more importance, priority to our wealth. And so the narration says that our wealth in reality is what we have already sent forward by spending in good causes in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our heirs' wealth is whatever we left behind. Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, what a fascinating story to give you and I encouragement to observe patience in the face of difficulties and calamities. So when he had come out from, when he had drunk the water of the second spring, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transformed him back to becoming young and healthy as he was. And his honorable wife, who was now old, because they had reached old age, when she reached there, she asked the young man, "Have you seen my husband Ayyub alayhi salam?" She describes him, he's old. And then he smiles and says, "I'm your husband, Ayyub alayhi salam." And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transforms his wife as well and makes her young and beautiful and healthy again. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings back the children that he had lost and brings back the wealth that he had lost. He was patient. He was grateful. Whatever my condition. Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Ali has taught us something so simple and beautiful that when somebody asks you, "How are you?" we should reply, "Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal." Or, "Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen ala kulli hal." All praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praises are for Him, whatever be my condition. Subhanallah. People today, because of instant gratification, largely have lost their patience. Many people, whether it's road rage, where you observe people who have no patience, when the lights go out, there's electrical failures, the water supply has stopped, the generator is not working, when the person gets less customers to their shop, when there's a delay in receiving what is due to you. So many. There's perhaps hundreds of reasons. If the food has less salt, too much of salt, too much of spice, we become impatient. When I don't get what I want at the time I want it, if it's too hot outside, if it's too cold, if it's raining, a person may become impatient. So when we don't get what we want, if our feelings are hurt, if I don't get the decent job, if I don't get that good match to settle down, or the house I want, or the vehicle I want, if my internet speed is not fast, if the signal is bad, many of us become impatient. When my appliances don't work, my phone is faulty, many of us become impatient. So many reasons we can choose to embrace impatience or observe patience. What do I choose? So we need to develop our tolerance levels and our patience as well. This will be in our own benefit. A narration mentions that the summary of the narration is, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined a high status in His divine knowledge for a person, and that person cannot reach there through their good deeds, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, sends calamities to this person, to their children, through sickness, financial problems, and gives the person patience to bear those calamities and difficulties. And because of that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises that person to that high status. But we can't see these things, so we become impatient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always does what is in our best interests, whether we understand it or not. But that's the mindset we need to create. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us very clearly, whomsoever Allah Almighty intends goodness for, He Almighty inflicts him with calamity. So if you have calamities in your life, think about these narrations. Think about these ahadith. Think about the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what difficulties he went through. Then we'll understand that my difficulties are nothing. Continue turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah and in dua. May Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, for the sake of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grant us patience to bear calamities and difficulties and remove difficulties from our life. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.